I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, radio family. Welcome to another weekend edition of Community Focus Heard on our intercom stations. Really appreciate your company Saturday and Sunday mornings. Another wonderful opportunity. Thank you for joining me, Renee Vaughn. And I particularly want to thank members of our Community Focus family for continuing to do the good things they do in their communities. Well, radio family, this particular member of our Community Focus family is our latest newbie, and things are really new and a little bit different because I'm not accustomed to having radio family engage in conversation via telephone. But of course, with the advent of everything that's taking place with COVID-19, also known to many of us as the coronavirus, we do have protocols in place. So first of all, let me say good morning to you, Mr. Clem Williamson. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, and good morning to you, Renee.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm doing good. It's bittersweet. As I just mentioned, I'm so used to having radio family with me in the studio. And I haven't done this particular format of having conversations with members of our Community Focus family. But, you know, safety first and foremost. And just to extend a thank you and to say officially welcome, you are no longer a newbie. You are family here on Community Focus.
Well, we at Beacon Financial really appreciate that.
You are so welcome. Speaking of Beacon Financial, and we're going to get into a little bit of the history of the agency and the company, but I wanted to get to know you a little bit. And for our listeners who are tuning in this morning, first of all, you are a proud native of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So you literally are my neighbor. So it's nice to be able to talk with someone from the fellow Twin City. And if I'm not mistaken, as I'm looking over your bio, you attended Mount Tabor High School. So am I speaking to a Spartan this morning?
A Spartan. That's absolutely right.
All right now.
You are speaking to a Spartan.
Well, as a fellow Yellow Jacket, you know, we're all family. You are from the graduating class of 1992. And Clem, I was just thinking when we talk about, especially where we are in 2020, with so many of this generation of our kids who are likely making plans to graduate from school in this year of 2020, they probably think you and I are ancient, given that you graduated in 92. I'm a few years older than you. I came out from Carver High School, the class of 1988, so I know I'm really old. But that's okay.
That's right.
We're still young at heart. So it's just really great to, again, have this conversation with you. Now, outside of you attending Mount Tabor, I'm also reading here your connection to the community is really profound. You regularly were found coaching not only the local youth in baseball and football and being a mentor to many of the area underprivileged kids. You are also regarded as a local hero, having sustained even multiple gunshot wounds while saving the life of several kids during baseball practice at a local elementary school. That had to be a very life-changing experience for you.
It was, Renee. I mean, it was, you know, so surreal.
Yeah.
It was just a normal day for us, actually. We were, you know, we had just got there not too long ago. It was a beautiful summer day. There were people walking the track, and there were parents out there with younger kids, and it was just a normal day of practice for
right.
us. And actually, there are multiple fields as well behind the school in question.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was never unusual to see other people playing and, you know, doing recreational things
exactly.
as well. And by us being in the inner city, you know, it wasn't uncommon for us to, you know, to hear, you know, gunshots and things like that, just being in the inner city.
Right.
But while we were practicing, you know, we noticed, you know, we could tell that these gunshots became closer and closer.
Wow.
And closer,
mm-hmm.
you know. So at one point, you know, everybody froze, and the kids and parents and everybody was, we just couldn't tell where it was coming from at the time.
Right.
So I immediately ordered everybody off the field. And as I noticed, I looked out through the outfield and I could see a guy running, chasing another person and shooting at him.
Wow.
And at this time, we could just hear the bullets basically whizzing past our ears. So as I proceeded to get everybody off the field, I had two kids that were playing in the outfield, and they were just so stunned by all of this. They just basically froze and just began to hug each other. And without a thought, I just ran and got him.
Wow.
And as I proceeded to run and get him, I was shot once in the leg. And as soon as I picked him up, I was shot in the back of the arm just as I cradled him away from the guy.
Wow.
And I picked him up and we ran and tried to hide him for cover and was actually shot again. So we really was just overwhelmed. Everybody was. I could hear parents, you know, screaming, you know, which is normal in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was just thankful none of the kids were injured.
And speaking of thankful, Clem, that just very thankful that you and those kids and the parents at the time still here. And like you said, a very surreal moment, but just thankfully you were there at the right place and at the right time when all of this was taking place. So I'm certain without question that is a memory that really sticks with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But Clem, we fast forward a little bit and transitioning from that local hero, and you're really still one from the standpoint of now having a very lengthy involvement in real estate and investments that have made you a sought after mm-hmm. resource in the community for financial advice. And in fact, Clem, just last year, and I'm talking 2019, you decided to open Beacon Financial Insurance Group, LLC, in an effort to help Piedmont Triad families protect what they have today and build for tomorrow. And thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're
welcome. So let's, now that we know a little bit more about you, Clem, and we've had an opportunity to hear a little bit about your background and especially what you are still doing to contribute to the community, first question is, what is the one piece of advice that you would give someone today to improve their current financial situation?
Well, that's a good question. In today's time and market, if you own a home, now would be a great time to look into a home equity line of credit, and also known as a HELOC, to pay off any looming debt you may have. Because right now, the Federal Reserve has basically cut the interest rate to zero.
That's exactly what I've been hearing. So talk about timing when certain situations arise. What's the biggest obstacle, though, you may face with those that you work with in the community?
Well, the biggest obstacle, I would say, first and foremost, is getting them to change their current way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the strategies that I present, they aren't exactly new. Now, these are concepts that have been around for years, that the wealthy have used for generations. However, just recently, these concepts weren't available to the general public.
But through you, you've made that information readily available. And thank you for bringing that knowledge here on our public affairs program, Community Focus. Really thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, let me ask you this one more question, Clem, before we go to break. The name Beacon Financial Insurance Group, How did you come up with that particular name? Because when I think of beacon, I think of the word itself. It's like a ray of hope. It's like the sunshine or that light at the end of the tunnel. What made you decide to name your insurance group?
And that's a good question. And that's exactly the image and the perception that I wanted to be given.
Mm-hmm.
Beacon is a shining ray of light. It's also a guide. You know, we want to guide people. Our thing here at Beacon is to guide people and give them the knowledge that they would need to be successful. You know, mm-hmm. give them that ray of some sunshine
right.
when everything around them seems dark and dim.
Absolutely. And it's a very fitting name, especially in the current times with which we're under. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And really, Clem, to continue in our conversation that we'll call How Radio Family and those listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus can become their own bank. And even the fact through which, Clem, you also offer free workshops that are available to the community. So we'll get into detail about that. But first, family, let me again officially welcome you to the Community Focus family.
Thank you. Thanks again.
You are so welcome. So, Clem, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break, as they say. We're going to pay some bills around here, and then we'll come back for the second half of our program. But really, thank you so much again for what you continue to do in our communities. And Radio Family, we thank you for listening, as we will be back. There is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It is more the weekend edition of Community Focus. Again, Radio Family, thank you so much for tuning in Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. If you're just joining us, welcome. You are still at a good time to hear about good people who are doing good things in our communities. And that is definitely the case with the newest member of our Community Focus family, and Clem Williamson. Clem, you are a trusted advisor and agent owner with Beacon mm-hmm. Financial Insurance Group. How we as a community and as Radio Family can become not only our own bank, but you are helping Piedmont Triad families protect what they have today and build for tomorrow. And again, thank you so much for sticking around with me for the second half of our public affairs show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, as we continue in our great conversation, as we are talking about protecting what we do have today financially and building for tomorrow, what do you think is keeping some people from achieving financial freedom?
Well, I think the first thing that we don't realize that's keeping most of us from financial freedom, and the number one hurdle, is debt.
Yeah.
Renee, since 1987, mm-hmm. credit card debt has increased over 500% in the U.S.
Wow.
The average family has mm-hmm. between $10,000 and $20,000 in credit card debt.
Wow. And that's probably, and that's just probably just one member of an average family.
Correct. And not to mention, in 2018 alone, mm-hmm. close to 800,000 families filed for bankruptcy.
Wow. Clem, let me back up a little bit, and it likely will tie into this question as well. Do you think that's one of the biggest fears for middle America is the debt that a lot of us have incurred over a period of time?
Well, for middle America, based on current statistics, mm-hmm. out of 100 people, Renee, by the time we reach the age of 65, from statistics,
right,
half of us will be broke.
Wow.
So to answer your question, yes, that's the biggest fear.
Mm.
Half of us will be broke.
Right, because when we look, for some of us, and this isn't all of us, but for some of us, when we look at our current financial situation, there are a lot of us who really are, Clem, I believe, worried that when we do reach that particular age, and for a lot of us, particularly for those of us who are baby boomers of our generation, and that's really including you and me, we're getting close to that
Absolutely.
Age. And we're getting close to that age and likely are starting to think, where am I going to be within the next 10 to 15 years financially?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are your thoughts as we kind of shift gears here a little bit and we think about that retirement age? Clem, a lot of us are still in the workforce. We're still working on a daily basis. Some of us are still working for a particular paycheck, whether we work for someone else or we happen to be in business for ourselves. What are your thoughts about let's start with 401ks. Then let's go to what's known as 403Bs, which a lot of the audience may not be familiar with. So we can hopefully get an explanation with you on that. And also, what are your thoughts about IRAs? So let's start with the 401Ks first.
Okay. So 401Ks, for instance, they are all qualified government plans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're all funded, all of them, 401Ks, IRAs, 403Bs. They're all funded with pre-tax dollars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and unfortunately, you're going to have to pay all those taxes back in the end.
Wow.
Once you become older
mm-hmm.
and almost stop working, you're going to have to pay all of that back. Renee, let me put it to you another way.
Sure.
If you were a farmer, would you rather pay tax on the seed or the harvest?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Woo! Very good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that before. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the harvest. Now, I could be wrong, but I'll just put it out there. Let's just say the harvest. Let's just say I say the harvest.
If you say the harvest, this is the way these government plans are. This is the way they're designed. Mm. They're going to have you work, nature the crop.
Mm-hmm.
Grow the crop, and once it expands and you make the profit, then they're going to come in for the tax money.
Wow.
But I would like to teach people, go ahead and let them get their taxes now. Pay tax on the seed.
On the seed.
So once you, correct, so once you nature and grow the crop,
mm-hmm.
you'll receive all the benefits because your taxes have already been paid.
Wow.
Before your profits were even made.
Well, let me first of all say to you, Clem, that was an excellent illustration. Thank you for that. And I'm hoping that as our radio family is tuning into the program, that they're taking good notes. I know I certainly am. Now, let's talk about 403Bs, because that may be a little unfamiliar with some of our listeners. What exactly is that?
Now, 403Bs are a little different.
Okay.
Reason being is every company, it's still a government pre-tax vehicle.
Right.
But every employer doesn't offer this.
Mm.
And you have to work in certain areas and to be able to have a 403B.
Okay.
But there's still government funded programs which solely base all of their money off of your retirement plan or your retirement expectation.
Right.
That makes more sense.
And
this is typically, this 403Bs, you know, those type of plans are people that are typically in the military or
okay.
let's say,
mm-hmm.
yeah, or work for hospitals or things like that.
Okay, excellent. So for those who, like you say, meet that particular background, they're totally familiar with it. But thank you for the explanation for those of us who are not either serving in the military or we're serving in the other capacity that you spoke of. So thank you for that. Now, something, of course, all of us are quite familiar with are IRAs. So how do they play into as far as your thoughts about that?
Now, the IRAs are different as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the IRAs, they're going to be investments that typically will range your profit from the market. And what I mean by the market is the stock market.
Okay.
So you have to really be conscious
mm-hmm.
of putting your money in the market.
Right.
And really getting a complete understanding of what you're going to do with that money and your expectations.
Right.
That happens with a lot of people.
Now, I'm glad.
Have these expectations.
Exactly.
Of these large get backs and these large profits, but they don't understand the market.
Right. And I'm glad we're actually having this conversation on this, Clem, because this may be for some folk a particular subject matter where, and you're likely finding this by being a trusted advisor and agent owner with Beacon Financial Insurance Group, particularly for persons of color. We know very little to practically nothing about investments or about stocks. That's just not something that we regularly have conversations about.
You're most certainly right, Renee. We don't. We I think people of color do not understand, and they do not try to understand when it comes to finances and investments.
Right.
Here again, I'll go back to changing the perception, the typical way of thinking.
Right.
And my question is, if your thinking pattern has been the same for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and you've gotten the same result, why wouldn't you change? That's basically insanity. If I'm going to think the same way over a large portion of time, or if I'm going to do the same thing and right. expect different results,
mm-hmm.
it just won't happen.
Do you think that maybe because, Clem, a lot of people, we kind of have a tendency to get into this comfort zone and we're afraid to venture out because it is unfamiliar to us? It's something that we're not accustomed to. Because getting back to that, I would think that likely a lot of us don't get into investing or into the stock market because most people do have that misconception right away that you got to have a buku amount of dollars to even invest in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not necessary. That doesn't necessarily have to be the case, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. We don't know what we could learn unless we inquire about it.
This is true. Absolutely. And that's where that research and asking questions becomes so important and so needed for a lot of families and for a lot of communities as a whole. I think that transitions nicely into the next question, Clem. Who would benefit from your particular program?
Well, I would say everyone.
Yeah.
We're here to help and assist everyone. But now, people with heavy consumer debt
mm-hmm.
would benefit greatly. People that are concerned about retirement funding.
Right.
You know, families that are concerned about funding college
mm-hmm.
and even qualifying for financial aid.
Right.
You know, our self-employed community.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee, you know, people who just want the better things in life.
Especially as regards to, or equally, Clem, when we think about individuals who are trying to leave a little something for their children or their grandchildren. Or someone that they love and genuinely care about. They want to leave them something.
Correct.
Absolutely. Now, the nice thing about Beacon Financial, too, is that you offer some free workshops for the community. That is
absolutely.
A very nice thing. Well, let's talk about that. What can we expect when we are invited or we get information from you like we are here on the weekend edition of Community Focus? What do those free workshops provide to help us to get to where we can protect what we have today and build for tomorrow?
The free workshops provide financial literacy that you may not know exist mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm.
We will provide you with that financial knowledge.
Excellent.
Free of cost. Without asking you to buy anything today.
Right.
But what we will do is educate everyone.
Absolutely.
To build these families financially.
Mm-hmm.
To change that old way of thinking.
Yeah.
Get them into becoming their own bank.
Yeah.
Making their own money.
Mm-hmm.
Using their finances as their asset.
Right. Right. Well, you likely have heard the term thinking outside the box, and this is definitely the case.
Absolutely.
Now, when you have your free workshops, I've noticed you have one location, and I was just wondering to share with our radio family, is it generally held at the Reynolds Park Rec Center at Reynolds Park Road in Winston-Salem, or do you have various other locations?
Yeah, we have various sites.
Okay, excellent.
Having this workshop.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. And with that said, Clem, of course, before we conclude with our great conversation this morning, we're definitely going to pass along to you, Radio Family, all the contact information so that you can be a part of that free workshop and you can get that needed financial education. Well, Clem, let's shift gears again a little bit. What are your thoughts on the current state of the economy when we talk about the financial mindset of families today?
Now, Renee, I personally, when speaking, majority of the time, I try to rely strictly on knowledge and research. Because that's what's considered fact. So having that said, our current state of the economy right now, just reading and research, researchers are predicting a crash that will be worse than the Great Depression.
Wow.
As of right now.
And the crash of the Great Depression was pretty bad. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, for radio family that are tuning in may have family members that are still living who were around at the time of the Great Depression and can remember.
And it's going to get worse. U.S. household debt in America is at $13.3 trillion.
Wow. That's a staggering figure.
Loan debt. Yeah. Student loan debt is at $1.5 trillion.
And when we're talking trillion, Clem, let's put that into a perspective of getting our mind wrapped around. That's about how many zeros?
Oh, what is, how many zeros is trillion?
Right, exactly.
It's staggering. You know, people can't fathom that. So
exactly.
I think a lot of times, people don't understand the magnitude of what's being presented. You know?
Exactly.
They don't really understand it.
But of course, Clem, I want to be the type of person that always stays optimistic, even when I hear staggering numbers like that. It's good to stay hopeful in every situation, because for every down that we encounter, the wonderful thing is that we can pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, if you will. But you really touched on two of the key words when you say information. And let me preface before that, because this too is just as equally important along with the research, is to get the accurate information, because there's just so much out there that can be misleading if we don't do the research behind it. So that's really important.
And that's 12 zeros.
Oh, my 12. Goodness. You 12 did the 12. Math. Thank you 12. Very much, my friend.
Hey, 12 zeros.
Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
I'm going to give you time.
I appreciate that.
This is what happens, Renee. This is what happens. When we don't know,
right,
we don't seek the knowledge. We disregard.
Yeah.
This is the numbers and the facts that I'm presenting to you. Are astonishing.
They really are. And this is where I am so, and I've said this time and time again, I probably sound a Clem to our radio family who tune in regularly to our public affairs show. And by the way, let me add that you are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations Saturday and Sunday mornings. Thank you so much, radio family, for tuning in and for wanting to take in this accurate knowledge, which is being presented today by Clem Williamson, trusted advisor and agent owner of Beacon Financial Insurance Group. And to thank you, Clem, for that. Again, those two things of the information and the research that is being made available. One great way through the free workshops that you provide. Again, the key being helping Piedmont Triad families protect what they have today and to build for tomorrow. Now, I'm going to get to this one question that I think is unavoidable because of the current times that we're in. And speaking of the financial mindset, getting back to that, Clem, how has this particular virus, the coronavirus, either affected your business, or how do you think it's affecting the financial mindset of folk?
Well, honestly, Renee, here at Beacon Financial, we've seen an influx in business since the outbreak of COVID-19.
Yeah.
And the reason is, Renee, people are concerned about their mortality and providing for their family financially.
Exactly.
People are really worried. They're really worried.
Yeah.
And it's understandable.
Exactly. Very much so. And I think that's the one thing that, again, to thank you for providing the workshops that are available. Like you said, thinking outside the box, because when occurrences like this happen, you know, I think about the tendency of how our mindset does shift, because we can get a little too comfortable with things financially. But then what do we do? What's the first important financial step to take when instances like this, and we're not just talking on a statewide scale, Clem, we're talking about a pandemic that is affecting every single family likely around the entire globe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So it's really
everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, to reiterate the importance of being hopeful in every situation. Well, Clem, we're going to shift gears one more time. What are your thoughts now on there are two, there's actually a debate between what's known as whole life versus term life. What's the major difference, first of all, between those two? Because a lot of us have heard those terms and a lot of us may not be familiar with those terms. Give us a little bit of education on that.
Well, yeah, this is an everyday water cooler topic.
Yeah.
Just depending on who you speak to sometimes.
Right.
Now, just to give you a little quick introduction to the two to get you an understanding.
Sure.
Term life is exactly what it says.
Yeah.
It's for amount of time. It's for a period of time. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like renting a house. At the end of the year, you get nothing for it. At the end of your term, you don't receive anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you live out your term, then that money's gone.
Okay.
Now, whole life, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
is exactly what it says.
Yeah.
It's for the entirety of your life.
Wow. So it's like the actual opposite of the term life, like you said, because you have terms, you have limits.
Right.
If you will.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent explanation on that. So see how much, Clem, I am so appreciative, hopefully, for our radio family tuning in that they have taken in just a few minutes of, and really through the entire conversation that we've had to engage in here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And I tell you, time always flies so by. I mean, flies so fast and goes by so fast when I'm engaged in great conversation with radio family like yourself. So my last question to you, what is the most important thing you really want our listeners? Well, actually, let me back that up. That won't be the last thing, because I said we were going to share contact information on how our listeners can reach out to you past our conversation. So the next to last question, what's the most important thing you want our listeners to know about your company?
Well, we want them to always know and remember that we are a community-based company that is focused on the financial literacy of all.
Great. I think that is a beautiful way to just sum it up in about 10 words or less. Perfectly done.
Absolutely.
Very nicely done.
Absolutely.
Now to the moment I'm sure our listeners have been waiting on. Where or what or how is the best way to reach out to you should they have additional questions outside of what I, again, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to ask you today here on Community Focus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're so welcome. Absolutely.
And chats with you and the community.
Absolutely.
Now, we have several avenues that we could be reached at. One is the phone number, which is 888-38-BEACON.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's 888-38-BEACON.
Oh, and by the way, Clem, hold on a second. Let me make sure we get the correct spelling, too. So Beacon is BEACON. Now, don't confuse it with bacon, because there's an E in there. It's Beacon.
That's correct.
Right, because I could.
BEACON.
Exactly, because I got bacon on the brain now, but we want to make sure that and it's great to interject some humor during difficult times, too, Clem. So, yes.
Absolutely.
It is 888-38-BEACON. Now, continue, sir. Thank you for that.
And we have several avenues, whether it be social media, you know, because we are living in more of the millennial era.
Absolutely.
Age, should I say now?
Yes.
And we can also be reached at Beacon Financial Insurance Group or BEACONFIG.com. That's BEACONFIG.com.
Excellent. Now, Clem, if you don't mind, going back to the 888-38-BEACON, B-E-A-C-O-N, sometimes it's good to break it down as well. So that would be 888-382-3226, correct?
That's correct.
Excellent.
888-382-3226.
Wonderful. Well, Clem Williamson, the newest member of our Community Focus family, thank you, brother, for the wonderful things you're doing in our communities, and please keep up the great work.
Renee, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Likewise. Now, listen, the next time we engage in conversation, and I wanted to let you know directly here on our public affairs show, Clem, that there will be a next time. Hopefully, we can do it face-to-face. I like our conversations. I'm a people person. Even though I have loved talking to you by phone, I would love to talk to you next time face to face. So let me end our program this morning by saying with me, there are never any goodbyes, just until next time.
Until next time. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Absolutely. And thank you, Radio Family, for the great things you're doing in our communities. Please keep up the great work. Once again, on behalf of Clem Williamson and myself, Renee Vaughn, I really do appreciate your great company, Radio Family. That will bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. Do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.